You're listening to SBS News.
A backheel goal from a corner secured the lead for the Dutch against Japan in the first half. Lieke Martens scored via a small deflection off Yuika Sugisawa in a record-breaking goal for the Netherlands, their fastest at a World Cup.
Dutch looking for the breakthrough in Ren. In towards Martens. And she scored! Lieke Martens!
Japan equalised just before half-time, before Martens' late penalty sealed the win for the Netherlands 2-1.
Hasegawa's made the move. Here is Sugisawa. Clever from Iwabuchi. Lovely ball in towards Hasegawa! That's their first shot on target.
The result saw the Dutch avenge their defeat by Japan at the same stage 4 years ago, when they made their World Cup debut. Dutch coach Serena Wiegman says she and the team were just as surprised as anyone.
And we're natuurlijk super blij. Yes.
We were standing in the circle after the match, and we were obviously so happy, and we were yelling at each other and saying, "Okay, let's just continue writing history." And for the first time, we got to this stage on a World Cup.
Lieke Martens says all the players are hoping to deliver more surprise performances.
Yeah, we're really happy with that. Like, it's history what we have made. We're really proud about that. But we're not done yet here. We're really looking forward to the next game, and we hope we can surprise more.
Meanwhile, Japan has already begun the process of soul-searching. After reaching consecutive Women's World Cup finals, Japan's coach Asako Takakura says expectations were sky-high.
We were known for those results, so we were happy that we were expected, lots were expected from us, but it was also a pressure. And the form of the players, some of the players, the form didn't improve as expected, but some of the players improved during the tournament, and some of them were injured, so those unexpected things happen. So that must be taken into consideration, even though I expected them to play their best.
She says now the team will have to dig deep to find ways to come back from the loss.
We are a young squad, but once you are on the pitch, ages don't matter. In order to win through, advance through the tournament, there are some areas for improvement. We have to think about our football deeply, and we really have to seek solutions to make ourselves better. And that process is needed for the players, for them to grow further.
In the earlier round 16 game, Italy scored a goal in each half to eliminate China 2-0.
Giacinti just waiting for support in the middle. Bonasea trying to create a shooting opportunity, trying to slip the ball through. Goalkeeper was a little hesitant. She has made the save. Giacinti! Goal will stand this time.
The result also forces the two-time World Cup host and footballing powerhouse to exit before the quarterfinals for the first time. China's coach Jia Xiuquan says the team will learn a lot from its defeat.
There's a lot we can learn from the European teams, from talent recruitment, including training sessions. In general, Asian teams have weaker physicality than European teams. How do we recruit talent and how do we train? These are all questions we need to consider. These are things we need to learn. And this requires hard work from generations of coaches.
As for Italy, after a 20-year absence from the tournament, head coach Melina Bertolini says the team is driven to leave its mark.
As for how far we can go, I don't know. We're giving absolutely everything in every match that we're involved in. And we know that the further we go in the competition, the higher the level will become. All I can say is that in our next match, the girls will give absolutely everything that they've got. As for what the level is, we'll see out there on the pitch.
She says her players are on a mission.
svoltare il calcio
really
femminile in Italia.
Really that this
ma noi siamo qui, lo viviamo poco, però ce lo dicono i giornali, ce lo dicono le
news, almost able to convey this football of change.
È un calcio diverso a quello che siamo abituati.
In the sense that it's different to the game that we're used to seeing. It's full of certain values.
Che poi diventano anche valori che tu riporti nella vita di tutti i giorni, nella
and values that you see in society day in, day out. And these values can lead to a cultural change which is ongoing in Italy.
Italy has made it to the last eight teams of the Women's World Cup only once in the inaugural edition in 1991, when the group phase led directly into the quarterfinals. Italy's player of the match, Valentina Giacinti, who was crying tears of joy over the win, says it means a lot.
Sì, diciamo che è stata fondamentale questa vittoria per il gruppo.
Yes, this win was absolutely crucial for the squad as a whole. We're all very pleased. I think it's as you could see from our post-match reaction. We're trying to work on all of the fine margins and details and trying to improve on a daily basis from every perspective. And we improve as a squad in terms of our unity on a daily basis, and we're getting the results that we deserve as a squad.
Italy is the sixth team from Europe into the quarterfinals, a new record for a single confederation at a Women's World Cup. Only three European sides made the last eight in 2015. The next game will see England back in action, taking on Norway for a place in the semi-finals on Friday. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.